Gary Harley's there today on a huge day at the races. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, good, mate. Yeah, I'm all in the pretty magnificent day. 23 degrees at the moment. Track looks great. I'm parked right on the edge of the course proper at the moment, sitting in the car, and the numbers aren't great, no doubt about that, but the cup and the Guinea, two big listed races, are pretty strong. The Cusick, the $60,000 class four, has fallen away. There's only, what, five runners there in the last, but a couple of smart horses in it, but that won't stop us finding or backing winners, I hope, Sean.
And you've got that winning glint in your eye, Gaz. I can pick it.
Yes, well, I'm confident.
All right. Now, the first you put out one... Two, right. Lose that, you've lost everything. One, Matt Rock is out. Number two, Mr. Tickets, 225. Three, Gravitate, 310. Five, Lope de Lope, 380. Four, Oakfield Monarch, 10. Six, Lightning Lockie, 15. And seven, Apache Lad, 26.
Well, he's run a number of seconds, Mr. Tickets. Six, in fact, from 13 starts. His last three runs have run second. This looks a lovely race to get a nice run in front. He likes to lead. He was running second the other day in the race at Lyon, where Mo the Great was able to run him down on the straight. We had a tearaway leader in the race, and he was running second about 10 off the lead at one stage. He had to take him up to the leader, hit the front, and then Mo the Great running down. Prior to that, Chinchakova got to him very late at Newcastle, and the run there was full of merit as well. Hoping he can break through today, Mr. Tickets, short straight or suit him. I've got him on top. Number five, Lope the Lope for Robbie Quinton. Thought it was a danger. It got beat about 2.5 lengths at Randwick de Regine the other day over the mile. He closed very, very late in the race from back, even though he only ran six. He only got beat the 2.5 lengths. He'd be a chance in a small field. Free Gravitate. Well, Jason Collett rode him very coldly the other day. He was last at the 200. And he was out wide-ish, and he darted back towards the rail on him, and he sprinted quick to get the money. Now, he'd been disappointing prior to that, but that was a good effort the other day. But maybe he's back to his best form. And number six, Lightning Lockie. Blitzer horse had got out with a huge lead. Led me 10 lengths at the 1,000 metre the other day in the race at Mr. Tickets, run second. Started to short stride about the 400. Got beat about 2.5 lengths. Interesting to see what the tactics will be today, because, I mean, he left Mr. Tickets for dead the other day because he got out with such a big lead. Normally Mr. Tickets strikes the lead or be there, you know, very close to it. So how the race will be run will be interesting. But 2, 5, 3, and 6.
All right, now race two, put out four Americana Magic, five Spring Charlie and seven Atom, one Connoisseur 260 equal with nine Grasslands, two Lieutenant Dan 370, number six M8 13 with eight Magic Dust, three Soul Revival 21. One thing I've noticed of late, Gary, when the Godolphin horses, when the money comes for them, they really get rolled.
You're not kidding. There was a meet the other day, I think it was the last one, maybe, and Soothing was the horse's name. It was in the last race. They come real late. There was a massive go late. And he got the money. He not only got the money, it folded him. But you're right there. You know, it's not a stable that would have punters. You know, a big stable like Godolphin and that bike. I don't think any of the people involved with the stable would be punters that I know of anyway. But... obviously, people like their horses and they come from late in betting, and when that happens, it'll be hard to beat. And this one here, yep. Ponasar, could just be one of them in race two. Now, since it pulled up lame at Wyong, looked very disappointing last start, 21st of December, it pulled up lame, went back for the trials, Ty England trialed it, railed up to share the lead from back in the field, and then cruised to the line, finished way down the track in the trial, but he never moved one iota on it. Just let it amble to the line. I'm tipping it'll be very hard to beat for the good barrier. Abdullah's going to ride Connoisseur. I think it'll win now that Spring Charlie's been scratched. Number nine is my second pick. Grasslands. He's only won the one race. That was at Musselbrook. He's one of those China Horse Club, the horses that Chris Lees has got. She has trialled really good lately. She won a trial well at Gosford, and then he just got nailed in one at Newcastle. I thought she'd be the main danger to Connoisseur. Two Lieutenant Dan is a winner on the track. Got me to be out of 3.5 lengths at Randwick the other day by Witches. Probably a drop in class here. And three Soul Revive. 1.9, 2, and 3.
Righty, on to the third. It's a full field. Now, one Kung Fu Master at $4. Two Alec at $4.40. With six Raw Emotion, three Devil's Luck is an $8 pop along with nine Heartaches, four Huang Shan, $9, 10 Lady Mossman, 11, number eight Shadow of Mordor, 19, seven La Triola, 21, and five is Citus at $23. Few chances given in this on the market.
Yeah, wide open, mate. Very wide open, the mole, mate, 3-year-olds. I like Chris Waller's horse, number six Raw Emotion. Gee, I thought it was a good debut run at Kembla. Back on the 3rd of January. It got back. It was running last. Collett took it back and it just ambled along the up of the field. 12 lengths off the lead at the 1,000-metre mark in a field of 14. And then at the top of the straight, Jason really started to get the work on it. And it was hard ridden. And it was very, very strong late. It made up a furlong to get beat about 2.5 lengths. And it would have run a face if it was another 50 metres or so. Mile around Gosford. I know it hasn't got the long straight that it had at Kembla, but I still think that the extra trip certainly is in its favour. And the way it hit the line the other day, I reckon it'll be very hard to beat by Animal Kingdom, and they do love a bit of ground, as he did himself. Brent Abdullah will ride him. Got a soft draw. I thought Alex's run, number two, was good. At Hawkesbury, David Payne's got it. Run third. Got back in a field of 11, way back with a trail. Three deep. Corey got a three deep trail on it. Come to the outside on the turn. You give it a few cracks for the whip and the straight, but it really lunged late to get beat a length. One Kung Fu Master. It ran in the same race as Raw Emotion at Kembla. Its run was good too. I didn't think it was as good as Raw Emotion, and it still went very well. And number three, Devil's Luck. 6, 2, 1, and 3.
Now, five Impasse comes out of the fourth. Favourite here, another Godolphin run of the seven, Sekiyama, 2.10. Four Excelling, 2.30. Number nine, Venture Capital, $8. Six Casino Angel, 11. Eight Summer Solstice, 13. Three Crystal Billy at 14. Then one Shadow Flight and two Tennessee Man, both around the $41 mark.
Yeah, I like one to beat the Godolphin. Yeah, excelling. Hugh Bowman's riding for Joe Pride. It's only had the one run. That was here at Gosford on 2 days after Boxing Day, December 28th. Star of Monsoon won the race. Star of Monsoon put his best foot forward that day, and he's since won. So he's won two on the trot. He's back in top form, Star of Monsoon. And he ran this horse down. He had the run of the race, Star of Monsoon. And this horse led early, and then he was headed at the 900 at Selling. Set outside the lead then, Blake Shin did. And the winner tailed him up. And hit the last shot at him. And Star of Monsoon grabbed him late, beating 3/4 of a length. Now, he could only be improved by that run. No doubt about that. He's drawn six. Bowman back in town to ride. I think he'd be very hard to beat. Sekiyama was beaten a long way the other day. But it runs second at Wyong. Cathay won the race and won it by 5.5 lengths. This horse was held up a little bit in the straight. When he got clear, he ran on okay, but he didn't dash as if he was going to take a ton of ground off the winner. I know it was off and gone. Now, the big key today is to put the blinkers on. Blinkers on Sydney Harbour today. And you go back to race two, the other Godolphin horse I was talking about, Connoisseur, the blinkers go on him first time today as well, the one that I tipped there. Sekiyama, blinkers first time, may improve him. He's dead set second pick, he'll be hard to beat. No doubt, that's why he's favourite. Number nine, Venture Capital, thought it was unlucky here the other day. In the last 100 metres and on the home turn, got to be some out. Was in the other day at Musselbrook, but Gerald scratched it because of the wide alley. And number six, Casino Angel. 4, 7, 9, and 6.
Right, now race 5, the Gosford Guineas, and here put out 3, Sneaky Fella, 5, Bella Martini, pretty short, $1.70. 1 Island Missile, 4.80, 6 Epidemic at 5.50. 7 Tiara Star at 10, 8 we have Liftoff 11, number 2 Americana Magic 26, and 4 Fame Shines, $41.
Don't fall off your chair, but I'm tipping wonderfully. I think Epidemic's got a great chance here for Godolphin. 2 good wins at Randwick and Roseville, November, early December. Had a month off and run 3rd the other day at Randwick. Now, if it's twice it's won, it's led. Randwick the other day, it settled back 2nd last in a very small field. 5 runners. Last on the home turn. Held up at the 300. Come back to the rail and ran on okay. Got beat 3.5 lengths. But, and it had a month off. I think it'll be a lot fitter today. It's a horse that, it's never raced here. Not that that matters. But it's a horse with talent, and I think it'll be hard to beat. The Victorian, well, when I say the Victorian, the horses train it, but it's, Horn's been in Victoria. He's odds on. He's pretty short, but, well, she is. She's a filly by Australia. She's pretty short, but she has been in great form. She bolted in a call for the last run. Did the same at Mooney Valley prior to that. Benchmark 64, then a 70. This will be easily the best field she's set. But I can see why she's short. But at the value, I mean, I've gone the other way with Epidemic. 7 Tiara Star for Greg Hickman. Still in a cloud 9. Hickey, no doubt, after the big win on the Gold Coast. Trolled all right the other day. One maiden on the Sunshine Coast by a big space. Only got beat 2.8 in the Group 3 McLaughlin. It's my 3rd pick. Island Missile. It's got some hope too. It runs 2nd Aqua Divina the other day at Randwick. Went up outside the leader, hit the front and straight. But the other horse come very quick, Aqua Divina, and knocked it out. It's got some hope as well. Only 7 runners in the Guineas, but a fair bit of talent there. 6, 5, 7, and 1.
Now, I got a message from one of the part owners of Tiara Star, and he said, we think she must be the world's best stable mate. Last year, we had Hootson win the 2-year-old Magic Million with an Edmunds Lloyd combo. This year, 3-year-old Magic Millions, Pierrato with Hickman Brown combo. Yeah. And they said, we broke our maiden with the first combo after a long time getting right. We think the new Hickman Brown combo can do it for us as well. There's a big group of kids in the Tiara Star fan club. They're all going out there today. So, Brett and the gang, good luck there today with Tiara Star. That's fantastic.
Well, all I can say to him, mate, is he's got a horse with a fair bit of talent. And they're going to have a lot of good times with it, no doubt about that.
Yeah, good luck to them. All the kids going out today, they'll have a ball. Now, the cup, no scratching, 6 Singing, $3.20. 2 Red Excitement, $5, with 3 Mighty Lucky, 4 Montauk, 6, 5 DIC, 6.50, 8 Hogman, A8, 1 Destiny's Kiss, 14, 7 Slow Pace, 31 with 9 Paragon, and 10 Evangelist, 101.
I'm tipping last year's winner. It's a very open race. I like Red Excitement. He won the race last year, as I said. The other day at Randwick, Abdullah rode him, let him stroll to the lead. He arched his neck. Led me 2.5 at the 1200 in the Summer Cup. Boxing Day it was. Still led me a length for home, and Montauk stalked him all the way and nailed him right on the line. He only just beat him. He's going well. What the tactics will be, I don't know whether they're going to lead again today. He went back at Randwick and the Villiers. I know that was only a mile, but and we all remember the day that he beat with Winks, just got him on the line. I think he'd be hard to beat in an open race. Singing's flying up in Queensland. Now, Australian Bloodstock bought this French horse from overseas. He was in the country for about 18 months before he won a race. And he never won a race until he went to Doomben on the 9th of December. Not that he had, how many starts did he have? He had 10, he had 8 starts before he had his first win in Australia at Doomben. So Chris has said that he's had that much trouble with him with his feet. He's scratched him up a few times because of very firm track. He's a horse with a lot of talent. I know this is a better race than Doomben, but he beat him over 3 lengths the other day and in a quality race. A quality handicap. and he bolted in up there before that. He comes back to Newcastle out of the lead stable. He's a front runner, like Red Excitement. Look, I'm tipping he's hard to beat, but that Doom and Form's a little bit hard to line up with this. It's probably a little bit inferior. But let's see what he does today. There will be a bit of give in the track. He has put plenty of irrigation on it. Well, Mighty Lucky is not well named because he's unlucky. How many? He's run four fourths in a row. He's been unlucky a few times. He's always there behind the place getters. What did I write down for him? Yeah, he ran on good the other day in the Summer Cup. He only got better length. He's got to be a chance on his own track. And Montauk, well, what do you say about him? Matty Carr rode him the other day for the first time at Randwick in the Summer Cup, and he outpointed Red Excitement. You've got to give him a good chance. That's the Gosford Cup, 2, 6, 3, and 4.
Yeah, it's interesting with singing. I mean, he raced in Germany. He won a Baden-Baden. He won, I think, at Longchamp. He's run everywhere, all over the place. And a lot of the time over there, as you said, Gary, there was a bit of sting out of the ground. Their version of a soft track over there, it is soft, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Very soft. And I know they were frustrated. He did run a bottle of a race, I think, his first run in Australia, Canterbury, when he ran second. But it's been frustrating all the way since for the syndicate and also for Chris, because he's got to have given the track. And when Chris has had him ready a number of times, the track was too hard. So they had to scratch him. Otherwise, he would have pulled up lame again and wouldn't have went any good. The punters would have done their money anyway.
Well, I was talking to Chris O'Brien this morning, and what a character Mighty Lucky is, and we wish Fred Cowell all the best today.
We do, because Fred's a great old fella. He's been in very poor health, Freddie Cowell, the trainer. Wonderful fella. So his wife's a lovely person. Chris does so much work on this horse, Chris O'Brien, and it'll be a very popular win if he wins, and he's got a big chance, no doubt about that.
Yep, too right. Good luck to all concerned. Now, the last today... It's a pretty handy field. This is only small. 2-star crossed, 6 all in rhythm, and 7 Victorum come out. Now, 4 Fanning at 220, 3 all stand 260, 5 Barricade 480, 8 Zroya 10, and 1 the getaway at 21.
Well, we've got 5 runners. The getaway is a 2,000 metre horse. So you'd think that reduces it to 4. And Zroya's forms in the country. So you've got 3. I've only put 2 of them in the quaddy. I think Fanning's a better today. All Stand will come out running. Got terrific speed. It'll hit the ground running and lead, as it did at Cessnock and beat Kettering up there on the 24th of November. Went to Randwick for the highway and got nailed right on the post by Victorum, who did everything wrong and still beat him over the 1,000. Then he was running second, hit the front of the straight at Randwick and won a highway on the 30th of December. He's got to go today 1,200. He's never, ever raced 1,200. And that is a bit of a worry, although it's a much easier 1,200 here than you'll get at Randwick or Newcastle or somewhere at Rose Hill or somewhere like that. He's got to get his own way in front. There's no doubt about that. He's the only leader because they've been, Fanning used to show good speed, but they've been holding him up. And he's my best bet, Fanning. The other day he was quick away. Jason Collett took him back. That was obviously the tactics. Earl of 8 at Randwick, 1,200. 3 deep, 4th last. Second last at the top of the straight. And he hit the line good to get me 3/4 of a length by Fatensky. Prior to that, not far away at Randwick behind Brave Song. I reckon he'll get the lovely trail behind All Stand. And... hopefully, for me anyway, that he, for those at back, connection, jockey, etc., that he gets the upper hand. Four on top, All Stand or give his all. He is a gutsy horse who tries his best every start, and he's got terrific speed, and Todd Allett's done a great job with him. Number 5, Barricade for 3rd, and do a few things wrong, but is talented. And number 8, Zroya. For the better of the day, Sean, to beat 3, 5, and 8. What price did you say was? Because the markets I got were before Victorum was scrapped.
Yeah, well, Fanning's 220 and All Stand 260.
Yeah. 220 will be all right. Obviously, he's in the black and not the red.
That's it. It's a handy little feel. That All Stand, pretty handy horse as well. He's very consistent.
Oh, he's together, and he'll hit the ground and he'll run. Don't worry about that. You can't do anything else on him. You got to let him stride, and that's what he does. It's a good run.
Right,
I mean, there's only five runners, but, you know, you would think that they'd run the placing, the three that I said, and it should be a good race even with, you know, the three main contenders. The Cup, good open race, half a dozen chances. Three-year-old, likewise, at least four to five good chances there in the beginning. Sure, the weather's unreal. I can't see one cloud here. There's Park Me today, down near the 200 metre mark. They're betting $1.10 whether I can walk the 200 from here to the office.
They start waving a Palmer or a Schnitzel or something at you, you'll get there. Don't worry about that.
Well, there's a bloke in a tractor down here on the track. I'm about to hail him down to get a lift up. I can't walk 200 metres.
Has he got a forklift?
No, I'll be right.
You'll be right, Keith.
When I take the grandkids to Melbourne, they park you out on the tarmac about half a mile away. You've got to walk all the way, you know, in down there. So I've got to do that on Tuesday. So I better get in training here today.
I reckon get a bit of a gallop under your belt, Cass.
But I'll gallop back if I've back a few winners. I know that.
You will. Right, have a great day there, Cup Day, and we'll hear you through the day with the late mail.
Yeah, mate. Richard Haynes is working with me. We're on Sky Central at 12:20, and hopefully we can find a few winners.
All right. Good on you, Gary. Gary Harvey there. Mate. It's a big day today at Gosford, the Cup meeting.